Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out at the Planet FM studios in Auckland on a very hot day, as it has been up here, very hot pretty much everywhere around the country over the last week. So if you're still on holiday, I hope you're enjoying the last few days of it. I think schools, most of the schools are back this week. And if you're listening in Christchurch, you're listening tonight, Wellington Sunday evening, and Capity Coast Sunday afternoon. And greetings to people that tune in on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. The programme, as always, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, hope you can stay with us. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, countdown to the election, general election on Saturday week in Ireland. And of course, the election in New Zealand was announced here yesterday as well, and it's the countdown to the start of the Six Nations after Ireland's disappointment at the Rugby World Cup. This is the chance for them to shine in their first game in the Six Nations against Scotland this weekend. More details about that and indeed all the other sport over the next hour. But first up tonight, we're off with Joe Dolan and Love of the Common People.
Food tickets, water and milk from the hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from little sister, crying cause she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. Oh, but she knows she'll get by. She's living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of the family man. Daddy's gonna buy her a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love her just as much as she can. As she can. It's a good thing you don't have a bus fare. It would fall through the hole in your pocket and you'd lose it in the snow.
Yes, the late Joe Dolan there, and Love of the Common People. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, looking at the front of the Irish Times today, there's a number of big stories. First of all, Sinn Féin unveils plan for billions of spending. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael criticise the manifesto as reckless and economically dangerous. Ministers to be warned of UK trade. Ministers to be warned UK trade faces considerable disruption. Returning Chinese checking for viruses. And in sports, they're looking ahead to a story about the Olympics. There's a story there about Trump. And the weather will be cloudy with patches of light rain, highest temperature 7 to 10 degrees. But in the middle of the Irish Times, there's a photograph and a poignant story here, because late on Friday night it was revealed that three young children were found dead in their home in Newcastle in County Dublin, and their mother was found in a disoriented state not far from the house, and mother was rushed to hospital. And late yesterday afternoon, the police announced that she was arrested on the suspicion of murder. She was married to a man. Her husband was from Donegal, McGinley, and they basically were a hard-working family. She was a nurse and had been suffering from depression for a while. But her husband, in a statement yesterday, Andrew McGinley, said, he says the children had beautiful, bright futures ahead of them, and that since their deaths, every breath is a struggle. And he said their future has now become our enemy, but we will battle it through every day to keep the memory of Connor, Dara and Carla alive. So the Gardaí believe that the children were killed in their home on Friday afternoon while in the care of their mother, a nurse at Our Lady's Hospital in Crumlin. Mrs. Morley had been on stress-related leave from her job for a period and had suffered with depression for some time. So a tragic, tragic event. And I think in the middle of electioneering and the terrible atrocity that was going over the drugs trade and the murder of the young man from Drogheda, this on news breaking on late Friday night and into Saturday just stopped everybody in their tracks. The children's photographs have been appearing in all the newspapers and other forms of media over the last few days. So it's a shocking disaster for the family. Connor was 9, Dara was 7 and Carla was 3, and they were very much loved by both parents. And now the father has to, prepare for what you call the funeral of his three children, while his wife has to deal with what happened in that house on Friday evening. Okay, we're moving on and take another song. And this time we've got here, If I Go Sailing, Kayleigh Teasby.
In a little seaport town, on the coast of County Down, a sailor climbs aboard his boat and sits behind the wheel. They say there's going to be a storm. Now the sky is soft and warm. He knows that he could just drive home and sail another day. As he looks at the sky, feels the wind, stares at the water, searching his soul, he slowly turns the ring he bought her, raising the anchor. Still he wonders, should he stay? Will I come home from the sea if I go sailing today? Such a precious soul, the one he searched forever for. She holds him closer than the world he would leave behind for her. Sometimes she is there for him, sometimes she is on the wind. He sees forever in her eyes, but sometimes he's not sure. As he looks at the sky, feels the wind, stares at the water, searching his soul, he slurs the ring he bought her, raising the anchor. Still he wonders, should he stay? If I go sailing today, if I sail so far out that I cannot see the land, if I go down in a as he looks at the sky, feels the wind, stares at the water, searching the soul. He slowly turns the ring he bought her, raising the anchor. Still he wonders, should he stay? Will I come home from the sea if I go? If I go sailing today,
yeah, that's a new Irish singer born in England of Irish parents, Katie Teasby. She sounds very much like Dolores Keane. And If I Go Sailing, it's a beautiful song and it's getting a lot of airplay in Ireland. While that was being played, I was just reading some more stories about that tragedy in Newcastle, County Dublin. Just very, very hard to comprehend. And as I go to another page of the paper, here's a guy that went to school with me who's started a fusion case yesterday into the murder of Adrian Donoghue. He was the guard that was shot in County Louth. I think that's nearly 4 or 5 years ago, but after painstaking operations by both the police, the Gardaí and the police service in Northern Ireland, they finally brought somebody to courts to be charged. There was a number of people involved in the particular ambush of the Garda Card when they were escorting money from a local credit union, and obviously the case started yesterday. And there's a picture of Brendan Graham, who I went to school with, and a big box of court documents, carrying them on his way into the special criminal court. And this case is expected to run for a number of weeks. It was done for money, nothing else, prosecution counsel Brendan Graham said. There is no suggestion of any connection to any kind of cause. So obviously lots of pages then relating to the election. The election is on the 8th, and as I mentioned, Sinn Féin, obviously none of the main parties want to work with them, but they're trying to say if they get into power, this is what they want to do. And both other parties, main parties, say it's reckless spending. But there's some opinion polls coming out at the moment. They're giving Fianna Fáil the edge over Fine Gael, and Fine Gael could be in trouble if the opinion polls are to be believed. They had a leaders' debate the other night where the seven major political parties all debated with each other, and Fianna Fáil leader came out on top, according to somebody that rated the debate yesterday in the papers. But a week of campaigning in cold weather is probably not what the politicians wanted to, but the public will get their chance to decide who they want to continue in government after on the 8th of March. Anyway, Liam O'Flynn and a lovely piece of music here called On the Red. Yes, Liam O'Flynn there, and a lovely piece of music called An Droichead, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you as it is here each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And hopefully wherever you're in, listening to the programme tonight, you're enjoying the music and indeed the updated news from Ireland. Now, there's a few things happening here in New Zealand of Irish interest. First of all, there's a fundraiser over in Northcote at the Bridgeway Theatre on Thursday the 12th of March, just over a month away. It's in aid of DePaul House, and if you'd like to go along and buy tickets for this fundraiser, it's called Military Wives, and it's a bit of fun, I think, and there's cost is $30. You get wine, ice cream, popcorn, you're fundraising, which is a very good organisation on the North Shore there, and you can get tickets from the DePaul House reception, or you can call them on 480-5959, 480-5959. Now, the Centre for Irish Studies, for Irish and Scottish Studies at the University of Otago, they have a series of talks running this year at the university or at the centre. And if you happen to be heading down to Dunedin, they've got the person running the Centre for Irish Studies, Professor Sonia Tiernan. She's going to map out what they're going to do on the 2nd of February, with a series of talks, and there's talks right through till the end of the year. So if you Google that or get on to the Irish Consulate or Irish Embassy in New Zealand, you'll get details on the various speeches that are taking place there throughout the year. Now, another man that had a lot to do with the peace process in Northern Ireland, former deputy leader of the Social Democratic Labour Party, Seamus Mallon, passed away at the weekend. He'd been sick for a number of years, but predeceased by his wife about 3 years ago. So he was laid to rest in just outside Market Hill in County Armagh on Tuesday. And a huge crowd turned up to the small parish. They had to build a marquee to accommodate the overflow of people that came from the church and indeed the hall adjacent to the church. And political leaders from all over Ireland and indeed other parts of the world came to pay their respects to Seamus. He was obviously didn't have as high a profile as the leader of the SDLP, John Hume, but he worked tirelessly to bring peace to Northern Ireland, and he lived in a very much a minority Catholic area in Armagh, but he was elected time and time again by the people of that constituency to represent them in Westminster, and more recently as a member of the executive in Northern Ireland. So he was delighted to see that that was up and running again as a result of after a 3 years hiatus as a result of differences between Sinn Féin and the DUP. But a man stayed true to his convictions. He said the gun and the bullet and the bomb would never achieve anything, and he was convinced that peaceful means was the only way to bring about a peaceful and true settlement in Northern Ireland, and that seems to have been the way it all worked out at the end. We know that the campaign that lasted for 30 years of violence just brought death and destruction to thousands and thousands of families, over 3,600 people murdered, and what did it achieve? But Seamus Mallon was a great leader of our time, and he had planned his own funeral, and at the end of the funeral he'd requested that this song be sung, The Bard of Our Man. The one I got here that I tracked down is by Leo McCaffrey, who I think is probably related to all the McCaffreys that live here in New Zealand. So for all the people from Armagh, The Bard of Armagh, Leo McCaffrey.
All ease to the strains of a poor Irish harper, and scorn not the strings from his owl withered hand. Remember his fingers could once move more sharper to raise up the praise of his dear native land. At fair or at wake I could twist my shillelagh, or dance a fine jig with me brogues bound with straw, and all the pretty colleen around me a
assembled, Love Ball, Phil and Brady, the Bard of Armagh. And when Sergeant Death in his cold arms shall embrace me, Lo, lull me to sleep with sweet Erin Gobra by the side of my Kathleen, my young wife, oh, lay me. Then forget Phil and Brady, the Bard of Armagh.
Yes, the Bard of Armagh there, and that was sung by Daniel McCaffrey, or Leo McCaffrey, and certainly Leo is the man that I'm pretty sure he lived here for a time in New Zealand many, many years ago. But welcome along. If you've just tuned in, we'll have a look at the sports sections of the papers. Headlines from the Irish Times on Wednesday says, Winds of change as Ireland name a refreshed team picked on form. Well, there's still a number of people disappointed that number one, James Ryan wasn't appointed captain of Ireland last week. Jonathan Sexton gets the nod. And the other talking point is that Conor Murray, who's been the outstanding halfback for Ireland, the Lions for a number of years, his form hasn't been great. And people said that he should be replaced by John Cooney, who's playing very well for Ulster at the moment. So Ireland take on Scotland at 4:45 Saturday time. That'll be 5:45 here on Sunday morning at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. And the fullback is Jordan Larmour. Andrew Conway and Jacob Stockdale are on the wings. In the centre, you have Gary Ringrose, Bundy Akey, Johnny Sexton, fly half, halfback Conor Murray. Front row with Keane Healy, Rob Herring, Tadhg Furlong, Ian Henderson and James Ryan in the second row, and then CJ Stander, Josh van der Flyer, and a new cap, Caelan Doris from Leinster, at number 8. And in the benches, you've got Kelleher, Kilcoyne, Porter, Toner, O'Mahony, Cooney, Byrne, and Henshaw. Gerry Thornley says here, Farrell makes 5 changes from the start and 15 that exited the World Cup. And he reckons the winds of change have been gently sweeping through the Irish squad in the moderate climate of the Algae of this past week where they were training. But Scotland obviously had a few issues. One of their star players disobeyed team protocol last week and was suspended and left the squad and may not even play for the rest of the Six Nations, Finn Russell. So certainly... you know, the rugby, there's a lot of interest. I'm sure the game will is a sellout. I know that all these home games are. Gordon Darcy, who's a former great centre, but he writes a good story in the paper these days. And he says, if Farrell can tap into our self-worth, then we're on a winner. The big shock in schools rugby the other day was Gonzaga College, for the first time in their history, beat Blackrock College in the Leinster Schools Cup. And I see here where St Mary's, Belvedere College just overcame St Mary's 17 points to 3 in a match that was played yesterday. So that's the big news. And then the other news late last week is that former Irish soccer player Niall Quinn, he's taken on a role of deputy CEO at the Football Association of Ireland, and he's not going to take any payment until the financial issues have been sorted out. And he said, in fact, the pay that both him and the new CEO, appointed CEO, will be drawn, their salaries will be a fraction of what the previous regime was. So Delaney gone, and many would say good riddance, but he certainly left the organisation in a terrible state with debts of almost 72 million, and many staff of the 200 staff worried about their jobs full time. And then we had a full round of Gaelic games at the weekend, and we'll run through some of the major scores from that later on in the programme tonight. Right, we're off here again with a little bit of traditional music. Yes, well, there were a couple of reels called Pretty Peg and the new ships sailing from Altan. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. I've just downloaded the Irish Examiner paper and look on the front of it, there's a picture of two bears playing. I thought it was taken somewhere in Canada, but alas, it's not. Two brown bears playing in yesterday in the snow at Wild Ireland, Dundrain, Burford and County Donegal. It's one of the most recent attractions on the Wild Atlantic Way. They recently opened a temperate forest centre. The recently opened forest centre is home to some species long extinct in Ireland, including lynx and wolves. They say that Sinn Féin's 22 billion of spending is very dangerous. These are obviously politicians. Then there's a plaintiff who was suing for compensation, said he was knocked off his bike while out, or said he was knocked over while out walking. His action has been withdrawn because the insurance companies have evidence of him walking without even the aid of crutches or his wheelchair, which he said he was using all the time. So again, with the huge number of cases, insurance cases, and a lot of them, you know, police or the insurance companies are waking up and realising, you know, some of these are really bogus. Well, this man certainly is named and shamed in the front of all the papers today. Review of state powers to enter homes. Experts look at regime aimed at protecting adults from abuse. And what else is happening here? There's obviously some other stories here that I've covered from the Irish Times earlier on. I see where there's a homeless woman in Dublin give birth to a baby at about 1 a.m. in the early hours of Tuesday morning, about -1 degree. But, you know, thankfully she was picked up from the streets and brought to hospital where she's recuperating, and mother and baby are supposedly doing well. And what else is happening here? I'm just looking at all the different stories. Obviously, the virus we're all talking about, the coronavirus, is certainly getting a lot of news and a lot of attention in Ireland. I heard one or three or four people being interviewed, Irish people from the city, like the city where it's on, Youghan. There's about 11 million people living there. It's bigger than London. So there's obviously a few Irish people in every major city around the world. And some of the people that I heard being interviewed, they're over there teaching English at the moment. And they're obviously worried about how long more they're going to have to be, you know, on their own, or where they can get food. There's certainly a shortage of food and everything happening. And I see here news breaking this afternoon that New Zealand and Australian defence forces and governments will work together in getting their own citizens out of the region where the virus is spreading rapidly. Anyway, Brendan Shine, Gerald Lobby Washdown.
I've a nice little cotton, a small bit of land in a place by the side of the sea. And I care about no one because I believe there's nobody cares about me. My peace is destroyed and I'm fairly annoyed by a lassie who works in the town. She sighs every day as she passes the way. Do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down? She sighs every day as she passes the way. Do you want your old lobby washed down? The other day the old landlord came by for his rent. I told him no money I had. Besides, 'twas unfair for to ask me to pay. The times were so awfully bad. He felt discontent at not getting his rent, and he shook his big head with a frown. Says he, I'll take half, but says I with a laugh, do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down? Says he, I'll take half, but says I with a laugh, do you want your old lobby washed down? The boys look so bashful when they go out
be so very shy. At a young age they seem half afraid, but they would if they could on the sly. But me, I do things in a different way. I don't give a nod or a frown. When I goes to court, I says, here goes for sport. Do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down? When I goes to court, I says, here goes for sport. Do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down? When I goes to court, I says, here goes for sport. Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine?
Yes, Brendan Shine there and singing Do You Want Your Old Lobby Washed Down. That was a big hit for him back, I think that was in the early 80s anyways. I remember, what do you call it, that song, Do You Want Your Old Lobby Washed Down. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Right, well, the football leagues and hurling leagues got underway at the weekend, and there was a huge crowd in Dublin to see Dublin take on Kerry. And that match ended in a draw with about 42,000 people in attendance on Saturday night to watch the game. And most of these games, you can see them on GAAGo.ie, and there's various subscriptions that you can get to GAAGo, and you can keep up to date with all the different sports. So I'm just going to try to find a results page here and bring you the results. So you had Division 1, you had Donegal playing Mayo, and that match has ended in a draw as well. Mayo scored a brilliant goal literally in the last kick of the game. Donegal 19 points, Mayo 2-13. Dublin 1-19, Kerry 1-19, Tyrone 1-14, Meath 1-9, and Galway just edging over Monaghan 1-14 to 16 points. Next weekend you've got Kerry in Galway, Mayo and Dublin, that'll be a big clash down in Castlebar, Monaghan, Tyrone, Meath, Donegal, and that's Division 1. Right, Division 2, you had Armagh beating Cavan, hammering them 218 to 18, Westmeath 2-9, Clare 111, and Roscommon 214, Leash 214, a draw, Kildare 212, Fermanagh 114. And Division 3, you had Derry overcoming Leitrim 211 to 114. Cork, can't believe they're down. Division 3, 20 points, Offaly 13. Longford 16, Louth 110. Tipperary and Down 10 points each. So that, and there's a Division 4 as well. Carlow 11, Wicklow 9, Waterford 10, Limerick 10, Antrim 3 10, Wexford 13 points, London 11 points, Sligo 5 goals and 9 points. And then in the hurling, you had Division 1A. Tipperary 18 points, Limerick 2-14. Limerick came back, I think they were down about 3 or 4 points around half time, but they came back in a good win there, 2-14 to 18 points. And you had Galway hammering Westmeath 124 to 10 points. Joe Canning back in Galway colours scored about 11 points. Waterford 124, Cork 317. Division 1B, you had Leash 216, Wexford 227, Clare 127, Carlow 14 points, and Kilkenny 321, Dublin 18 points. So certainly plenty of sport on. Hard to believe in January that the Gaelic Games, the Alliance Hurling and Football Leagues are up and in full swing so soon. Righto, we're going to have another piece of music here. And he's looking around here to see what we've lined up next. And I think it's Clonard and Paul Young.
Clouds from Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel.
The semi fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another.
Yes, that's Paul Young and Clonard there, and both sides now. Clonard, I've seen Maureen Brennan. She was interviewed on the Tommy Tiernan show there recently, and she's been around now, the family from Donegal, Guidor in Donegal. Her sister is Inya. I think they're one of eight children. She was eight in the family, four boys and four girls, but the band started playing in their local pub, the pub that the family owned over 50 years ago. Inya hasn't really released a CD for probably the last 7 or 8 years, but has made a series with all her music down through the years. In fact, we'll play an Inya track next. While I'm talking to you, I'll look it up here, the power of music. I've got everything here on a phone. I have thousands of songs here. But yeah, it was nice to see Maureen E. Brennan being interviewed in this programme by Tommy Tiernan, which is an RTE. You can't get it on the free to air here on the RT player like you can with the Late Late Show, but it certainly Tommy seems to be doing very well with the show since he started there, a few years ago. Right, what do we go for here? We'll go Echoes and Rain, see what this is like.
Every day.
Yes, that's Enya there, and that's from an album called Echoes. The album was called Enya Dark Sky Island, and that was I think that song was called Dark Sky Echoes in the Rain. Anyway, that was Enya, sister of Maureen E. Brennan of Clonard. And I see the Cranberries, they had a song up or an album up for the recent Grammys on Sunday night, but they weren't successful. They released a new album. Obviously, they were working on an album when Dolores O'Riordan died just over 2 years ago, and they managed to release that at the end of last year. I must download that and play some songs from that on the next edition of Ireland Calling, which is the programme you listen to now, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Brexit threatens old Anglo-Irish supply chain and business friendships. Following the journey of these T-shirts through the retail chain shows the particular challenges posed by the European Union, or the UK leaving the European Union. Helena O'Sullivan likes the T-shirts she and her staff buy from Phil Cohn's Cork company, Academy Cress, for €22. Staff get a T-shirt with the Cress's logo and their name printed on it, and it goes on to talk about how this is going to be impacted with the importation of the raw materials to make these T-shirts as a result of Brexit, which obviously happens this weekend. Britain leaves on at midnight, which is 1 o'clock here on Saturday morning. Britain will leave the European Union. They've been a member of the European Union since about 1973. And they obviously then, their hard work starts to do a deal with the European Union, a trade deal, but also to make sure that everything relating to the Good Friday Agreement is kept intact. And the fact that the executive in Northern Ireland is working is a good sign, so that at least gives people some, they know that there's continuity, and the chances of violence erupting again is minimal at the moment. And that was what came through in the funeral of Seamus Mallon the other day, saying that really wanted to make sure that people can live in peace in Ireland. Man from Waterford here, good year for the roses. This is Elvis Costello.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray, lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you packed. Or the lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you poured and didn't drink, but at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. What a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. As the door behind you closes, the only thing I have to say, it's been a good year for the roses. After 3 full years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say, we haven't heard. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't said a word. From the bedroom, the familiar sound, our one baby's crying goes unheard. But what a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. Long could stand another moment. Funny, I don't even care. As it turned to water,
Yes, well, certainly a good year for the vines at the moment anyways, with all this fine weather that we're having. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, almost coming to the end. We've got about 5 minutes left before the end of the programme. We'll have a look at the Farming Independent from yesterday, at some of the stories making the headlines in Ireland. And the headline says, massive gamble in stock at the marts as buyers ignore stagnant factory quotes. Growing gap between mart prices and factory quotes fuels rumours that sweetheart deals are being done. So obviously prices have increased quite a bit over the last week or two. And there's a nice picture here of TJ O'Donnell from Camp Castle Island at the special anniversary sale at the Gortalee Mart in County Kerry last week. And the sale delivered plenty of numbers and quality, with forward Angus and Hereford bullocks averaging €2 a kilogram, while forward Continental sold for around €2.20 a kilogram. Fine Gael facing a rural revolt at the ballot blocks, at the ballot box on Saturday week. Fine Gael are facing a general election collapse in rural Ireland, according to this story. And a new opinion poll, just 16% of voters believe Labour was best placed to address the challenges facing rural Ireland. And of course, if Fine Gael do as badly as some of the opinion polls are predicting, there'll be no doubt a question of the Taoiseach's leadership of the party. And many people will probably start murmurings, if they're not in power, that maybe the real Taoiseach, the real leader, should be from Cork, Simon Coveney. So it'll be interesting to see what will happen. But there's a lot of water to go under the bridge yet between now and Saturday week on the 8th of February, when the election takes place. It'll probably be within a day or 24, 36 hours before the outcome of what type of government we have. But it looks like the Labour Party said they'd certainly talk to Sinn Féin. Both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have said they're not going to enter negotiations with Sinn Féin. So we'll have a lot of independents. I'm sure a few of them are Fianna Fáil aligned, and they'll certainly, the independents can wield quite a bit of power if it takes three or four independents to get a government set up. But if Fianna Fáil are the major party, they will dictate who they'll go into power with, and more than likely they'll probably do a deal like they did before with the Greens and the Labour Party, and maybe a few independents to give Ireland a good strong government, because the last thing they need is a hung parliament. We had so many elections like this back in the early 80s when Charlie Haughey was in power, and I think one government only lasted about 3 months. New Irish Farmers Association boss demands action from politicians. Fianna Fáil respond to Fine Gael with a promise to end large farm payments and plan for €200 a head simpler cow scheme. Farming and rural Ireland has been left behind. Farmers feel forgotten. Politicians must start listening to farmers. We have heard enough waffle. We need action. So that's about it. We'll leave it there for this week. Thank you again for tuning in, and thanks to the Hugh Green Group for their continued. I'll leave you for another week with what have we got lined up here, the Donegal set from the Chieftains. Thanks again for tuning in, and be back again next week with another edition of Ireland Calling.